Sir, I'd like to ask you about the surveillance bill that's being discussed in the UK. First of all, before we get started, what powers do the UK and the EU intelligence agencies already have as far as the public surveillance is concerned?
That's a very good question. Are we talking about actual powers, presumed powers, or powers that are actually being exercised? Because as we know from the Snowden revelations, actual power might not coincide with, properly speaking, legal powers. So the powers are there. I suppose the security services do whenever it takes, or whatever they feel they need to do, including obtaining permission to listen to certain conversations, to follow a person and his electronic device, and so on and so forth. Sometimes, I suppose, with and other times without appropriate court orders, as we found out from the Snowden's report. I think what is happening now, there is a desire to almost regulate those activities rather than increase the powers. The powers already exist, snooping powers, the ability to listen to conversations, the ability to follow via satellite, cell phones.
It goes on and on. They can track you, cell phones, satellites. I think I remember seeing some infographic in the Daily Telegraph or some other publication. Mm-hmm. They said, you know, there's 40 different ways that intelligence agencies are able to track people. But at the root of all of this discussion, are we really talking about the fundamental human rights and the privacy that people themselves should have?
I think the conversation has moved on since the revelations of Snowden, because what we do know is that human rights, if you wish, are being breached, because we know that there's a lot of snooping going around without any legal or proper legal framework. So yes, we are being snooped on. I mean, we know that Angela Merkel telephone was being tapped and followed. So the question is not whether human rights are now being breached or privacy is being compromised, but would those compromises and what we used to call previous breaches, can they be regulated in one charter, or can they be regulated in one law, so those who do the snooping wouldn't be treated as and or considered as breaking the law?
I agree with you in the sense that probably the conversation has moved on since Snowden, because one of the things that happened was that he brought out all of this evidence that showed how the governments of the West were spying on their people. But the key thing here is that people themselves, after they learned about this, I mean, nothing really changed. You know, there wasn't this massive uprising that said, hey, you know, government guys, you got to stop spying on us. People just accepted it and seemed to move on with it.
It's not because people don't care. I think that we are used to being snooped on, and people are not stupid. People know that when they download Facebook app onto the mobile phone or WhatsApp or any of these applications, they know that their phone is being spied on, that app, or by downloading the app, they're giving consent to Facebook, Google, or whatever it might be, to read their emails, to follow them whenever they are, to find out the browsing habits, who their friends are, who they've been calling, how long they've been calling. So I think that it would be quite naive to assume that this government snooping goes farther than any of the social media, for example, companies snooping on people's telephones. So I suppose we kind of accepting it. We kind of got used to it. We feel it is a price worth paying to enjoy an app. So is it not a price worth paying to feel a little bit more secure?
Well, and that's definitely the question that's being asked, especially after the incident in France with Charlie Hebdo. One of the topics that seems to be going around Europe now is, you know, there should be not less free speech, but all of the speech itself should be monitored. And again, I just see it as the rise of more of the so-called Big Brother.
Big Brother. again, it brings us back to the same topic as before. Big Brother exists and always existed in Western civilization as well as in other civilizations. Government does snoop on people. Government does restrict individuals' activities, individuals' freedom of speech. And I think that we are pretty much accepting it, apart from a number of some would consider far-left journalists and newspapers who feel that there shouldn't be any snooping and there shouldn't be any government surveillance, and that our right to private life is being compromised too much. But again, I do not see those publications criticizing in the same level and the same strength social media snooping or Google snooping or Facebook snooping. It's only about government snooping, which I understand, but I think it does raise the question whether the public is actually a mind